I'm sorry. I don't want it. You don't. You want me to rip it? You don't want me to rip it? Then why do we live like some of the pages are missing? Why do we live like some of the pages are missing? Why do we even pray like some of the pages are missing? Why do we worship like some of the pages are missing? Why do we raise our children like some of the pages are missing? Why do some of us vote like some of the pages are missing? If we are to defeat Ahab, Jezebel, and Baal, we have to preach the full gospel. We have to preach the word. We have to preach the whole word and nothing but the word. So help us, God, if you believe it, shout like you know it. If we want to defeat Ahab, Jezebel, and Baal, we have to preach the word in and out of season, the whole word. The truth about Jesus being the only way. The truth about the beautiful design of God's holy sexuality for his children. The truth about gender, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Final point, as you stand, it is the mantle of when heaven starts it. Hell cannot stop it. A testimony that empowers you to preach the truth with love will always be greater than any of Jezebel's threats. So, Jezebel tweets. Because Elijah went up there and said, this is it. I'm not going to water this down. The real God. Whew, and hashtag best day ever. And then Jezebel tweeted. I want your undivided attention. I'm going to ask you questions here. Just follow the logical continuum, some sort of coherency regarding behavior. Let me explain. This guy just prayed, Elijah. 3 years back, boom, pray, boom, break the drought. But then he prayed and fire, and then he prayed rain. I mean, God answers this guy's prayers. Think about it. Drought, fire, rain, anything. But God, woo, great. All of a sudden, Jezebel tweets. You're going to die in 24 hours. She said, in 24 hours, you will be dead. She prophesied. All right. So he gets the message, right? It says that she sent a message to the prophet, the Bible says. So you would assume if you're Elijah and you get the message, in our context, for the sake of modern day contextualization and the emerging generation, the tweet. Oh, like, how would you respond? You would go like, what? Dude, I prayed for a drought. I prayed for fire. Prayed for rain. Jezebel tweeted, right? You would assume. It's logical, right? Jezebel's tweet, what? My testimony's greater than her threat. Like, all I have to do is, and God goes, so, woo, big deal. No. You know what Elijah does when he gets the threat, the tweet? He freaks out. For all those from seminary, that is, he freaked out. He literally fought with fear, depression, and anxiety. He abandoned the ministry, ended up under a solitary broom tree where God had to feed him and tell him to rest. He subsequently ends up in the side of a cave where God shows up, do your biblical due diligence, and literally says, Elijah, what are you doing here? Hey guys, when God asks what you're doing there, you're lost. That really happened. I'm gonna tell you why it happened. It happens because the battle is between your mind and your mantle. Lift up your hands. There is a battle. I sense an anointing right now. The battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between the thoughts in your head and the calling upon your life. The battle is between anxiety and anointing. It is between drama and destiny. The battle is between your memories and your imagination.
the battle is between the hell in your past and the hope for your future. But how many here already know? Not how many feel, not how many think, not how many aspire, but how many know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15:57. Christ is our victory. Let nothing move you. So Jezebel says, I swear by my gods in 24 hours. Here's the story. This is the conclusion here. He's freaking out, but here's what happened. 24 hours pass. Elijah, the man of the mantle, the man of the testimony, Elijah did not die. Are there any questions? 48 hours passed. Elijah did not die. 72 hours passed. Elijah did not die. What if I tell you a week passed? Elijah did not die. A month passed. Elijah did not die. 10 years passed. Elijah did not. What if I tell you 100 years? Wait a minute. 100 years passed. Elijah did not. All right. What if I tell you 1,000 years passed? Elijah did not. What if I tell you it's been approximately 2,800 years since Jezebel posted her tweet? And guess who has yet to die? I don't know if you understand what this means. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11 says that Elijah and Elisha were walking together when a chariot of fire came in between them. A whirlwind took him up and he never died. The next time we see Elijah, he's taking a selfie with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Hey, Jezebel, guess where I am today? What does that mean for you and your family and your calling? I don't care what hell has declared upon you. It doesn't matter what Jezebel has declared upon you. It doesn't matter what all the gates of hell have unleashed against you. When heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. If you believe it, praise like you believe it. Lift up your hands. Here's the word of the Lord. I even wrote some stuff down that, prophetically speaking, the opposite will take place. Repeat after me. The opposite will take place. Repeat after me. Whatever hell has declared upon me, my calling, my purpose, my family, my generation, my nation, the opposite will take place. I don't know if you understand what you just said. That means get ready. Our prodigal sons and daughters are coming back home. Get ready. We are about to see more people saved than ever before in human history. Let me say it again. I said it last year in the hologram. The next thing to fill the nations will not be COVID 20, 21, or 22. The next thing to fill New Zealand and the nations will be the glory of the living God. Because when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. If you believe it, raise your hands. No joke. The opposite will take place. Because your testimony will always be greater than the threat. The opposite will take place. How many actually believe the opposite will take place? How do you know? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. He is faithful to protect you from all harm and all evil. The opposite will take place. Luke 1:37, the word of God never fails. Lift up your hands if you believe that. The opposite will take place. Hebrews 10:23, rest assured that God is faithful to keep his promise. Somebody shout, the opposite will take place. Because when your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. when your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. When you exchange your trauma for a testimony, nothing can stop you. And here it is, City Impact. When your praise is louder than your pain. Let me say that one more time. When your praise speaks louder than your pain. When your praise speaks louder than your pain. Nothing can stop you. Are there any Elijahs and Elishas in the house? Lift up your hands. Here's a word. It is prophetic. All of this is biblically substantiated, but I wrote it. It's for this house. It's just fresh. I was in the room and I wrote it, and here it goes. I'm just going to share it with you. Here's what the Spirit of God, and I was in my church last Sunday. The Spirit of God quickened me what took place in America regarding the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Here's what I heard the Lord say. Just like abortion was overturned in America because the church never gave up, and Christians continued to just declare and Christians would rise up. I really heard the Lord say, and I say that with fear and trembling. I heard the Lord say, I have the power to overturn what the enemy believed was permanently established. I have the final word. Somebody shout, he has the final word. I hear the Lord say, I will overturn the stigma. I will overturn the medical report. I will overturn the negative bank account. I will overturn what the enemy declared was permanent. And the Lord says, I am the God that overturns, and I cannot be overruled. If you receive that, raise your hands. Pastor Joe, do we have that real quick? Elijah's greatest accomplishment, arguably speaking, was not praying in a drought, praying down for fire, or praying forth rain. His greatest accomplishment was the transfer of his mantle to the next generation. Who does that? Who passes the mantle with the expectation that you will do greater things? I need you both to come up here. I just need to do something that the Spirit of God guided me to do, so if you don't mind, both of you. By coincidence, I happen to have a mantle here today. Just, hello, plow pusher. So Jezebel threatens. And yet, Elijah, because God is merciful, comes out of the cave with a nice little rebuke from God Almighty, which in essence, parenthetically speaking, says the following. Get over it. Okay, that's rough. And he passes the mantle over. Elisha was not binging on Netflix. Elisha was not swiping. Elisha was pushing a plow. 1 Kings 19:19. If you've never pushed a plow, do not expect to carry the mantle. The plow of perseverance will always lead to the mantle of promotion. Galatians 6:9, do not grow weary of doing what is right. In God's appointed time, at the appropriate time, you will reap a harvest of blessings, with the caveat, if you do not give up. Have you ever heard Elisha referred to as the plow pusher? he's always referred to, especially in charismatic circles, as the inheritor of the double portion, right? You will not be defined by what you've been pushing. You will be defined by what you carry from heaven. So this is all I want you to do. I want you to draw closer because you're alive. You have an Elijah mantle. You're spiritual moms and dads. And what's happening here is not by coincidence, it's by divine appointment. But you're, and we love Pastor Joe and what he embodies. But what you're transferring a mantle. You've been through a journey. You've been through hell. You've been attacked. You're a lion in New Zealand, man. Everything. How many times has Jezebel threatened you? How many tweets? How many DMs? If you're over 50, a DM, forget about it. It's a DM. And yet here you are. Here you are for such a time as this. So you're not just releasing Pastor Joel and Raquel. I love that, to be lead pastors with this legendary, iconic church. You're actually just placing a mantle upon an emerging generation that's already emerged, for that generation not to do the same thing, but to do greater things. So let me prophesy. More people will be saved. More people will be delivered. More people will be healed. More people will be baptized in the Holy Spirit than ever before in City Impact's history. If you believe it, shout like you believe it. So can you come here real quick? Here's what we're going to do. When I say now, I want you to place your mantle. Raquel, where's Raquel? Raquel, por favor, sube para arriba, por favor, hija.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Your children and your children's children will inherit your mantles in Jesus' name. If you believe that, shout amen. So when I say now, I want you to put that mantle up, just, and it's symbolic, but it's prophetic. And even in this wonderful nation of New Zealand, and Pastor Paul recently, there's just this incredible season of the transfer of the mantle over to the next generation, to the modern day Elijahs. They're gonna do great things. Can I, now y'all listen to me. You don't get the mantle, you don't get this. I want you to hear me. But even, they're still here. So watch this, they haven't been raptured. They're still around. Which means it is your responsibility to go with them to Gilgal. Go to Gilgal, discover the altar, the roots. Remember what God did. If he did it before, he can do it again. Follow them to Bethel, always reminding you that in the hard place, God will always give you a vision and a ladder. Go to Jericho, and that will remind both of you. You will declare that your children will walk upon the ruins of what comes down in your generation. And end up in the Jordan. And when you get to the Jordan, you're going to just strike the Jordan and say, if you did it for Pastor Peter and Pastor Beth, you can do it for us. Make a way where there is no way. So on the count of three, we have a lot of people here, and time is of the essence. I don't know how we're going to do this, but if any of you need to let go of your plow and begin to walk with your mantle, if you're ready to be driven and defined by your testimony and not Jezebel's tweet, I need you to come out of your seat right now and join me somewhere in the aisle, somewhere here. Only if that's you. You don't have to. But if there's a plow you've been pushing and you're saying, Pastor Sam, today is the day I'm letting go of my plow. I'm going to carry my mantle, which means I'm going to the mantle of the Spirit, the mantle of drought, fire, and rain, the mantle of speaking truth with love, the mantle of when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. That's God is telling you, rise up. This is a clarion call for all the Elijahs, every single Elijah in the room. This is your season, your hour. So come out of your seat right now. Come out of your seat and get ready to do greater things. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go. We'll wait for you, we'll wait for you. Come on out, come on out. For the sake of your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. Here we go. Make room, make room, make room. There's still people coming down. Make room, make room, make room. Make room, make room, make room. I'm going to ask Pastor Peter and Pastor Bev in a moment to put the mantle upon Pastor Joe and Pastor Raquel. Listen to me carefully. When I say one, I want all of you to grab a hold of your plow. A plow. The plow of perseverance will always lead to the mantle of promotion. So if you've been pushing that plow on good days and bad days, sunny days and rainy days, just like Elisha, with the exception of the day of rest, would have to push that plow. You've been pushing and grinding and pushing and grinding. And then God says there's a season to push the plow, but then comes a season to carry the mantle. This is for you. You've been pushing in your thoughts, in your life, in your relationship, in your calling, in your ministry. And now God says, watch. There's a fresh infusion of the Holy Spirit that will define you for the rest of your life. That plow could be old successes. It could be old wineskins. It could be old systems. It could be a season where you were required to push that plow. But God says, there's a time to push the plow, and then there's a time to carry the mantle. And here it is. When I say one, I want you to go like this and just grab a hold of your plow. When I say two, I want you to go like this, but with a smile. Like something amazing is coming your way. What's coming your way is so great that it will prompt Jezebel to pick up her anti-anxiety medication. What's coming your way is so great, so great. So you need to just smile. And it's coming upon you and your family and your calling and your church and your community. And then when I say three, I want you to go like this, which means you're letting go of the plow. Take one step forward and give God the best absolute praise you have given him in the past 2.5 years. Letting him know that your praise is louder than your pain. Watch God show up. So here we go. When I say three, Pastor Peter, Pastor Bev, place the mantle upon them. It's coming down upon them, an entire generation of Elijahs who will literally change the world. The contaminated waters of Jericho, aka Auckland, aka all of New Zealand, the contaminated waters will be redeemed in the name of Jesus. You're going to speak to the Shunammites, to the Shunammite women. You're going to speak to the Shunammite generation, and you will say, by this time next year, everything will be different in your life. The axe head, everything that's been lost, you're going to speak into it, and God's going to restore relationships and marriages and ministries and callings. So here we go. Ready? One, grab a hold of your plow. Tell your neighbor, move over. My plow is pretty big. Some of y'all have been pushing for a long time. Sometimes you push the plow, and sometimes the plow pushes you. Here we go. Two. Something amazing is coming your way. It's glory upon glory, grace upon grace. There's a fresh anointing coming your way that will define you for the rest of your life. God's not done with you. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Are you ready? You're gonna live and preach and grow like none of the pages are missing. Ready? One, two, one, two, three. Received your mantle of promotion today, raise your hand. If you are fully cognizant of the fact that your testimony will always be greater than Jezebel's tweet, raise both hands. And if you know that you know that you know that when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it, give God one more shout of praise in this place. If you receive this word, raise your hand.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.